You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has backed the need for an international inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, saying all countries should cooperate. China's rejected calls for an examination of the disease's origins in the Wuhan region, saying Australia is dancing to the tune of others. The Prime Minister has also urged Australians to not use the virus as an excuse for racist behaviour towards Chinese Australians, after Chinese community groups reported a spike in racism coming out of the pandemic.
Stop it. That's my message. It's, and I think that's the message of every Australian. Now's a time to support each other. And I remind everyone that it was Chinese Australians in particular that provided one of the greatest defences we had in those early weeks. They were the ones who first went into self-isolation. They were the ones who were returning from family visits up into China, and they were coming home. And it was through their care, it was through their commitment, their patience, that actually Australia was protected in that first wave.
The government says containment and capacity measures have been successful in safeguarding Australia's health system, but there are concerns about the impact on Australia's residential aged care sector, which has seen a number of deadly outbreaks. The Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, warns there needs to be a balance between meeting the social needs of aged care residents and keeping them safe.
We don't want lots of visitors. We want limited visitors, no more than two a day, and not for a long period of time, and with appropriate health screening, and visits to occur in a safe part of the facility. But it's not reasonable or fair to people who may have been used to getting their family coming every day, who may even have dementia in some cases, to be denied access to their family. So we're encouraging all providers to be proportionate.
School students across New South Wales will receive face-to-face learning one day a week from May the 11th, building up to a full-time return to the classroom in late July. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says public, Catholic and independent schools were all on board with the plan. Schools are currently open amid the coronavirus pandemic, but students are encouraged to learn from home. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state will have a staggered return to in-classroom learning.
From May 11, from week three of term two, students will start going back to school. Initially, it will just be a day a week, and then progressively 2 days, and then we hope by the end of term two, we'll be in a position to have students going back to school in a full-time capacity by term three.
New South Wales has recorded 6 new cases of coronavirus after conducting 2,500 tests. Meanwhile, Queensland Health is continuing to test people who have come in contact with a pathology worker at Cairns Hospital who was tested positive to COVID-19. The worker would have come into contact with as many as 270 people. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says extensive testing is underway, but she's urging anyone in Cairns who has symptoms to get tested.
To make sure that there are no other unwell staff members or patients in the Cairns Hospital, and it's very important that across the whole community in Cairns that anyone who's unwell with any respiratory symptoms, so cough, sore throat or shortness of breath, that you immediately go and see your own GP or go to the fever clinic that's there in Cairns to be tested.
7 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Victoria, including one infected person at a hotel under quarantine. Health officials say travellers are still arriving from overseas and more people are likely to test positive in the coming days. Victoria is also suspending thousands of non-essential trips to police stations for offenders who are reporting on bail. Police Minister Lisa Neville says the directive to start on Friday will help to keep officers safe from COVID-19 contact.
If you're doing the wrong thing, in fact, for those who are high risk, you're more likely to see tougher bail conditions, checks at your residential properties.
Almost 1 million Australians have expressed an interest in getting immediate access to their retirement savings through an emergency coronavirus measure. The Morrison government is allowing people affected by the crisis to take up to $20,000 out of their superannuation. While the economic turmoil driving people to access their super is expected to continue this year, the Reserve Bank of Australia's Governor Philip Lowe says the economy will recover.
We need to remember that once the virus is satisfactorily contained, all those factors that have made Australia such a successful and such a prosperous country will still be there.
There have been 71 coronavirus deaths across the nation, with more than 6,600 cases detected. Nearly 4,700 people have recovered, and Australia's low mortality and high testing rates are among the world's best. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.